From the Heart, January 21, A Steward's Duty. He who gives, let him do it with liberality. Liberality is a duty on no account to be neglected. But let not rich or poor for a moment entertain the thought that their offerings to God can atone for their defects of Christian character. Says the great apostle, Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. It is to cultivate a spirit of benevolence in us that the Lord calls for our gifts and offerings. He is not dependent upon us for means to sustain his cause. He declares by the prophet, Every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. God might have made angels the ambassadors of his truth. He might have made known his will as he proclaimed the law from Sinai with his own voice. But he has chosen to employ men and women to do this work. And it is only as we fulfill the divine purpose in our creation that life can be a blessing to us. All the riches entrusted to us will prove only a curse unless we employ them to relieve our own daily wants and the wants of the needy around us, and to glorify God by advancing his cause in the earth. The majesty of heaven yielded up his high command, his glory with the Father, and even his own life to save us. And now what will we do for him? God forbid that his professed children should live for themselves. The first and best of everything rightfully belongs to him. It is in this life that he requires all our talents to be put out to the exchangers. We should not look upon the tithe as the limit of our liberality. The Jews were required to bring to God numerous offerings besides the tithe. And shall not we, who enjoy the blessings of the gospel, do as much to sustain God's cause as was done in the former, less favored dispensation? As the work for this time is extending in the earth, the calls for help are constantly increasing. Not till we wish the infinite Father to cease bestowing his gifts on us should we impatiently exclaim, Is there no end of giving? Not only should we faithfully render to God our tithes, which he claims as his own, but we should bring a tribute to his treasury as an offering of gratitude. Let us with joyful hearts bring to our Creator the first fruits of all his bounties, our choicest possessions, our best and holiest service.